I wanted to speak about the halachas of tomorrow afternoon, Erev Shabbos, regarding Chanukah lift. First of all, in terms of the shul, and then we'll talk about individuals. As far as the shul is concerned, when is the better time to light, either before mincha tomorrow afternoon or towards the end or after mincha tomorrow afternoon? In an ideal world, when we would daven mincha a lot earlier and have a really nice Tosefes Shabbos, we might have enough time to do it after mincha, but especially this time of year, it's very tight right before mincha. But in general, what's the significance? I mean, practically, we're not going to be able to do it after mincha, because by the time we finish mincha tomorrow, it's Chil Shabbos, if we would light then, because we, just barely almost make it before Shabbos. But in general, what would be the preference? Would it be to daven mincha first on Erev Shabbos? Is it to light candles first on Erev Shabbos? There are two dayas in the Ramah, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's better to light candles first and then daven mincha, to daven mincha first and then light candles. And the svaras, we'll see, that's as far as, again, in a shul, I'm not talking about individuals, as far as the shul's lighting candles to light before the shul davens mincha or afterwards. Obviously, Mishra Berurah points out, if people are going to be coming late, then you light before mincha, so you don't have a problem with Chil Shabbos. The question that arises, though, if you light before mincha, then oftentimes you don't have 10 people there. Mincha Friday afternoon is the one minyan that almost everybody comes late to, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. So very often before the chazan starts Ashrei, you don't have a minyan there. So if the whole, tonight is my shir about lighting Chanukah menorahs in the Beis Knesset. What's the din of our hadlaka here? A lot of interesting lamdas, but it's not a regular takana of neri shubesa. It's not a regular mitzvah of lighting candles in a shul. It's we'll see tonight. It's some kind of minhag. For that minhag, it's for what reason? For Prisum Anisa reasons. If you don't have a minyan before Ashrei tomorrow afternoon, maybe you don't have the Prisum Anisa. At home, you can do whatever you want, because there's a mitzvah to light candles in your house. But the only reason we light candles in shul is only for Pirsum Anisa, and not actually to fulfill the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. So if you don't have a minyan, maybe you don't have Pirsum Anisa. So maybe tomorrow afternoon we're going to try to light right before Ashrei, but we don't have a minyan, we're stuck. So that is a very big question. The Morak Tzia, indeed, paskins that if you don't have 10 people, then you can light the Chanukah candles, with the bracha, I mean, of course, in shul, because the shul lighting is only for Pirsum Anisa, not to fulfill the regular mitzvah of Neri Shubeso, it's not Beso, and therefore without a minyan you cannot light. That's the Morak Tzia's position. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom, rejects that for two reasons. He says, no, you missed the boat of what Pirsum Anisa means. Pirsum Anisa doesn't mean that a quorum or a multitude or a population of people will see the hadlaka. Pirsum Anisa, listen to how he says it, is the very fact that Chachamim were misaking to do something, and I'm going to do it, that's the Pirsum Anisa. I don't know if you caught what I said, it's a subtle, very subtle point. Pirsum Anisa is not that people see the Neros. Pirsum Anisa is the fact that Chachamim said, do something so that people will see the Neros. Means that Takonis Chachamim that generates the Pirsum Anisa, not the practical, on the receiving end of me looking at the Neros. That's not the Pirsum Anisa, suggests the Shaar HaTzion, but rather the fact that Chachamim said, made a takana, I want you to light candles in shul, so people see it. That takana, and following that takana, is itself the Pirsum Anisa. It's a lamdasha distinction. And more simply, the Shaar HaTzion has another svar that, what do you mean? Pirsum Anisa doesn't only have to be at the Shas Hadlaka, there could also be a Pirsum Anisa when people come to shul in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and the middle of Lecha Dodi, and in the middle of Bamei Madlikin, there's also Pirsum Anisa when they see the pre-lit candles. How can we determine for ourselves whether the mitzvah of Pirsum Anisa is to see the Maisa Hadlaka or even to see the lit candles already? Who could bring a raya? How could we determine whether Pirsum Anisa is only on the seeing the Maisa Hadlaka or even on seeing the candles when you happen to see them later, even after they were lit? That's right, Birchas HaRoah. The very fact that Chachamim made a takana, that there's a possibility whatever the situation is, on a boat and the like, where you don't have the opportunity to light, but you see a candle. Nobody says that he had to see the hadlaka saner in order to say sha'asa nisim in a vacuum. The fact that you see a lit candle, that's enough for such a person who doesn't have a house, who's on a boat, to say sha'asa nisim, even on seeing the candle. So that would be the second proof of the Shaar HaTzion, why the second reason for the Shaar HaTzion, that first, even if people come to Mincha tomorrow afternoon late, it's still okay, even if you don't have a minyan at the beginning. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. As many people as will be here when we start Ashrei, whether it will be 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, or Be'ezus Hashem 10, they will light candles. The reason why there might not be a minyan on time tomorrow is because we have two early minyanim tomorrow, 12:45 and at 3 o'clock. So let's talk about that. So what minyan should I go to tomorrow? Should I daven right before Shabbos? Should I daven at 12:45? Should I daven at 3 o'clock? So between 12:45 and 3 o'clock, I don't really, it's not important to discuss. Whatever works out better for your schedule. There are a lot of people who aren't here.
Okay.
So what's the reason why we have two minyanim early tomorrow afternoon at 12:45 and 3 o'clock? So number one, because it's a tarta desasre. If you're daven mincha at, if you're going to light candles tomorrow afternoon at around 4 o'clock, then come to shul at 4:20 to daven mincha. So wait, if you lit candles at 4 o'clock, that was already announcing that it's the next night of Hanukkah. Then you go ahead and daven mincha from the previous day. That's an oxymoron. It's a tarta desasre. Therefore, it's ideal to light, to, of course, I'm sorry, daven mincha earlier. That's one reason. That's the reason of the Prima Gadim. Marash Abu Hav, who's cited in the, I don't remember where, says a totally different reason. He says that mincha is keneged the Karban Tamar Shabbein Harabayim. What came first in the Beis Hamikdash? The Karban Tamar Shabbein Harabayim, or the Hadlakas Haneros Shabbein Harabayim in the evening? The Hadlakas Haneros. First was the Karban Tamar Shabbein Harabayim, and then was the Hadlakas Haneros. So if our Hadlakas Haneros on Friday evening is paralleling, is in corresponding to the Hadlakas Haneros in the Beis Hamikdash, so first we should daven mincha, keneged the Karban Tamar, and only then should we go ahead and light the candles. Just one final halacha. Keep in mind, this is just a consumer announcement. Keep in mind, if you use those little typical Hanukkah candles that you get in the mail from the Telshi Yeshiva in Cleveland, so they're wonderful all year long, except for tomorrow afternoon. Remember that they only last for just about 30 minutes, not much more, if at all more. And therefore, tomorrow afternoon, your candles have to light till after tzeis. So you should light, even if you do light with those candles or all week long, you should not use them tomorrow afternoon.
Candles don't last even 15 minutes. You should not be using them.
So that you have to, depends on how close they are.
Yeah, but
Rabbi
Yehuda
Kasher
says
that Shachas HaKos is Al Pichu, and Tanzu Shema, and Chavetz, and Tanzu Kog, Dilter Rabbi Yadir.